Hello, and welcome to episode 24 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on August 12th, 2010. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mao. Can you believe it? Schools have already started or are starting up soon all over the country. It's an exciting time of year in our house when the school year begins. Meeting new people and students is always a blast. This year, however, in the Nightlight Stories household, the start of the school year is even more special. Our firstborn is starting kindergarten. More importantly to him, he gets to ride the bus he has drooled over for many years. It can still be a little nerve-wracking, though, to begin something new and unknown to you. We have been preparing him for a month now about what is going to happen from the bus stop pickup to the bus stop drop-off. This only adds to his excitement and is what inspired the story you're about to hear. Our newest story is called Bus Stop Bravery. As you listen to the story, consider the following. What's your favorite part of starting a new school year? Bus Stop Bravery by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. I wake up with the day heavy on my mind. All the fun things I will do today fly through my head. I am going to be as busy as a bee, as Mom says. It helps shoo the nervous feelings away in my belly. Eating will help. I walk to the table holding my cereal bowl as it shakes in my hand. Fruit Loops are dropping, leaving a trail back to the counter. I knew they could see it in my face, the nervousness, the uncertainty. I force a smile, trying to disguise it. I was excited, so excited for this new adventure. I'm going to learn a lot, meet new people, and have a lot of new experiences on my own. I stare into my bowl and swirl my spoon. The food isn't helping. I get up and drop my breakfast in the sink, saying that I'll clean it up later. I head back to my room to get dressed for the day. The thoughts creep in. What if I need something like a hug or a kiss? Who am I going to share fruit snacks with? I slowly pull the orange shirt over my head. I chose it the night before because it reminds me of being strong. My dad says it's a power color. I will need lots of power today. My jean shorts remind me of all the fun I had in the summer being with my family, being together. Today, I will be on my own for the first time in 5 years. I stride by and pick up the brand spanking new Transformer book bag. Ah, Bumblebee, you're a favorite. I hope I can be brave like you. I throw a thick strap over my shoulder and feel the pencils shift and tap together. I head down the stairs and grab my sneakers out of the shoe bucket. I feel a few stray grains of sand under my socks. These sneaks won't be on the beach today. I stand up, take a deep breath, and walk out the door. The rest of my family is already outside waiting for me. Everyone is out there kicking stones and singing songs. Daddy turns to me and asks, "You ready?" I want to scream, "No! No! I'm not ready!" But that's not going to help, and it's not going to change what I have to do. So I smile and I nod as we begin our walk to the end of the street. In my head, I practice waving goodbye. I promise myself I will not cry and that I am going to keep smiling no matter what. I am going to be the best and most brave person at that bus stop. Then we are there. A hand grabs mine and gives it 3 quick, tight squeezes. This, I know, is a secret code for I love you, and I feel a surge of strength. The smell of morning dew hits my nose as I begin walking toward a group of parents and kids. The buzz of excitement is immense. I feel the gravel road under my feet, and then I can hear it. The unmistakable rumbling of its engine grows louder, and the overpowering smell of the diesel engine becomes stronger. I am frozen. The anticipation grows as the large yellow bus crests the hill in front of me. Lights are flashing, the bar pops off the side, and the stop sign swings outward as it rolls to a halt. The doors slide open, welcoming me to this new world. A woman swivels in her seat and looks down the stairs at all of us. She smiles so brightly, and I hear her say, "Are you kids ready for the first day of school? Climb aboard!" I am momentarily put at ease. She seems so nice and friendly. Some children start to climb aboard, but I can't move. I just stare straight ahead, not believing what is about to happen, when suddenly I feel a tugging on my arm. My hand is being pulled away, and when I look down, I hear, "Mama, let go. Mama, let go. I have to go to school now. I love you." I look into the eyes of my 5-year-old and let go of his hand as he climbs the 3 steps to his new world. I keep my promise. I smile. I wave. I am the most brave mama there, at least until the bus rolls out of sight. We hope you enjoyed the story. We wish you all an illuminating school year full of your own new adventures. We would love to see some first day of school photos. Feel free to send them to nightlightstories@gmail.com or post them on our Facebook fan page. The following is a portion of a song that is one of our favorites. It is sung by a talented children's artist named Justin Roberts, and he's backed up by the Not Ready for Naptime Players. You can find more of his creative and entertaining songs at justinroberts.org. Thanks, Justin, for giving us permission to use this clip. As always, we look forward to the many stories we can share together.
Felt so nervous in the morning light. Bah, bah, bah. Mom said it would be all right. Still I had giant-sized butterflies on that first day. Bah, bah, bah. So she made me some hot oatmeal. Bah, bah, bah. It couldn't change the way I feel. How was I to know how it would go on that first day? Bah, bah, bah.